Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This time we have a classic adventure story for you. It's The Prisoner of Zenda, based on the still popular 1894 novel by Anthony Hope. For those who are unfamiliar with the story, it's about how, in order to keep a European kingdom from falling into villainous hands, a visiting English gentleman was posed as his exact double, the king. And how the imposter may pay a great cost if he's to save the day. This was the fourth film version of the story, and it's widely considered to be the best one, with Ronald Colman in one of his best roles, as carefree King Rudolf V and the noble Englishman Rudolf Rassendyll. The film co-stars Raymond Massey, Madeline Carroll, and a young David Niven. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. had wanted to play Rassendyll, and almost turned down the role of the villainous Rupert of Hentzau. However, his father, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., convinced him that Rupert was one of the best bad guy roles to be found, so Jr. ended up playing a memorable scoundrel, and nearly steals the movie. One interesting note is that producer David O. Selznick was inspired to make the movie as a reaction to the then-current scandal over the abdication of King Edward VIII, out of love for his later wife, Mrs. Wallis Simpson. And if you know how Prisoner of Zenda ends, you'll understand the connection. The movie was a big hit with both critics and audiences, and received two Oscar nominations, for Best Art Direction and for Alfred Newman's musical score. Decades later, in 1991, it was selected for the National Film Registry. The film was remade in 1952, this time starring Stuart Granger and James Mason. However, except for a different cast and being filmed in color, it's a direct shot-for-shot copy, which isn't rated as highly as the original. That original and the source novel have been referenced and spoofed many times over the years in novels, films, and TV shows, from The Great Race to Get Smart to Doctor Who. Now, you may not know that Anthony Hope wrote a sequel to the novel, entitled Rupert of Hentzau. Selznick considered making a movie of it, but he never got the project off the ground. For example, at one point he was too busy making another movie that you may have heard of. It's a movie, what's it called? Gone with the Wind. If you're in the mood for a more recent movie, our twice-weekly screenings of new DVDs are still going on. We run them on most Monday and Wednesday afternoons. You can check the schedule online or at the reference desk. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. In addition to the DVD schedule, our website also has a list of our previous classic movies, with links to each film. That website address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we still want to hear about your comments and suggestions, especially about which of your classic movie presentations were your favorites. You can pass them along by calling 908-754-7885, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or posting them on our Facebook page. Well, once again, thanks very much for stopping by for today's movie. And now, from Selznick International Pictures, via United Artists in 1937, here's The Prisoner of Zenda. Hope you like it.